Take your pick. A spell in the calaboose or a bullet in the brain.
Calaboose?
The whose gal?
Hickok explained.
Whose gal?
The driver repeated, even more confused.
The jail, dummy,
Hickok snapped. The driver gingerly wheeled the four-wheeler onto the sidewalk. Shouts and oaths greeted this unprecedented action, but the civilians moved aside at the sight of the blonde man in the strange buckskins carrying an arsenal. Hickok glanced back at the carnage he'd caused. He remembered that little boy, dead, awash in crimson, and he shuddered. He thought of his precious Ringo, and he could vividly imagine the grief the parents of the boy would feel.
Wait a minute. That boy didn't have any parents. Not natural ones, anyhow. Would his surrogate parents feel the same way a natural parent would?
What's your name?
Hickok demanded of the driver. Pale as the proverbial ghost, the heavyset man looked at the gunfighter.
Spencer! Do you love your parents?
Hickok asked him.
If complete consternation was comical, then the driver was hilarious. But Hickok didn't feel much like laughing at the moment.
My parents?
Spencer said.
You want to know about my parents?
Yeah, I know you folks in Technic City aren't raised by your true moms and dads,
Hickok stated.
But what about the people who do rear you? You love them?
Of course not, Spencer responded while circumventing a squat blue box in the middle of the sidewalk marked with the word mail.
You must not be from Technic City if you can ask a stupid question like that.
Spencer's voice trailed off as the enormity of his own idiocy sank home. He'd called this crazy man stupid. What would the lunatic do? Hickok disregarded the insult.
If you don't love them, how do you feel about them?
They raise us, Spencer replied. That's it. Why should we feel anything? Emotion is for simpletons.
The lunatic amazingly grinned.
Thanks. I needed that.
Spencer, perplexed, shook his head.
I don't get it.
Hickok waved the Colt.
No, but you will if you don't quit flapping your gums and pick up speed.
I'm going as fast as I can,
Spencer protested. Hickok rammed the Python into Spencer's ribs, and the four-wheeler increased its speed.